because you can handle the truth.
Upon their lands, a bright light in dark seas. A warrior ruled his people, he kept them safe from dread. And by strength and honor, now a crown upon his head. But now such changes, time has passed, he sets up our green land. Now the power passed on to us lies in the traitor's hands. Instead of pride, they teach our men the ways of cowardice. And if the spark of pride escapes, they cast it to the pits. The pride that's locked up in our hearts, though chained, it has not died. One day, though we know not when, to freedom we shall ride.
I was seeing floating around about Russia and China and BRICS creating their own internet free of the NSA and the CIA and so forth. Now, looking at the Chinese already working with Zuckerberg and other of our tech giants, censoring the hell out of their internet, people are trying to say, this is going to be the hope of the world, the Chinese BRICS internet. I'm like, are we this naive to think this of people with a red flag, organ harvesting, the way they treat animals, everything that's moving is food to these people. You think this is going to be somehow China can be the hope of the world? I see this in alternative media, and it just fascinates me to where, people get so caught up in stuff. They think that somehow just because this person's on the other side of the planet and they're on the other side of sometimes on the other side of our foreign policy, that they're good guys. OK, with the blood of 60, 70 million on that flag, and horrible censorship, gulag system, the whole nine yards. And somehow, we've got our people so strung out that a lot of our left wing is like in love with North Korea just because they hate Trump so much that they anybody that's about to, you know, anybody that's that Trump's into it with, they automatically run into their arms. I mean, people are, you know, I went to see some bands play last night, and just looking around, and this was a kind of a big club, you know, and it was a metal show, a lot of, you know, long haired, you know, headbanger type thing. And I was just people watching, doing my anthropological studies. And I've got a really bad feeling about where our society's headed. You go into any kind of venue where you get to see a lot of your fellow creatures, and it's something else, you know, just the behavior, the obvious substance abuse, just a reckless silliness. It's like everybody, you know, back when I was a kid, like in the 80s, and when everybody was kind of like a jock, you know, that was the cool thing to be, as a popular person, you know, to be like a rebel and nihilistic and the rest of it, it at least had some edge to it, because it was such a small fraction of the population that was, you know, into that. To where now it's like such a wide swath of our population has embraced rebellion that now rebellion is stale. It's like it's cookie cutter. It's, you know, you look at all the people with the piercings, the tattoos, and the body modification, and the and all the people that are into basically, you know, drink until they pass out, all the rest of it. It's just like everything seems, yeah, Ken saying dime a dozen. It's like everything just seems cliche now. And so hopefully a lot of other youngsters are seeing this too. And so then they decide not to go down this path, and because they see that everybody, I mean, if everybody's got tattoos, what's the point of having tattoos? I mean, it's just like everybody's got all, you know, what fascinates me is like the African American community's been stuck in this this rap music thing for like 30 years now with it's like the same styles, the same garbage. It's like, you know, why are so many people such monolithic conformists? The real scary part is, which I'm going to get into in a little bit, is the conformist groupthink marching forward into this transhuman AI garbage, this Matrix Terminator thing that everybody should have learned the lessons from, that nobody or not enough people have learned the lessons from. It's like I don't see us being able to fight it off. Unfortunately, I see that there's too many people that are just apathetic, and we're going to march headlong right into this. And look, there's a point where my belief system, I'm not pushing it on you, my belief system is basically that the creator of this whole thing we call reality is going to intervene in a very drastic way and stop it. It's basically to save us from ourselves. You know, like the book of Revelation says, if those days were not shortened, there'd be no flesh saved. And, you know, you got Elon Musk and some of these people talking about 5 to 10% of humanity is going to will maybe get to survive this thing. And that really cocktails in with this Georgia Guides Stone's vision, the Deagle.com kind of massive depopulation of the United States type of vision. I don't know what's headed our way, whether it's a plague or whether it's basically us creating our own murderers through the, you know, the machines, the AI thing, just, you know, the Terminator scenario. And so it fascinates the hell out of me, but we're going to have to get into that. Let's see here. I want to do this one. Ken, get clip 12 ready. Oh, but let me finish the thing with Islam real quick. And, you know, we've had to fight these battles with the Ottomans, what they call the Saracens, you know, the Moors, all this thing where throughout history we've had this these battles with the Islamic hordes, okay, who basically feel that their religious vision gives them the right to completely overwrite everybody that they can get their hands on by force. Okay, this isn't by reason, this is by force. And so now Christianity has had its dealings with force. It hasn't, you know, it has not, you know, remained probably where it should have with theological kind of striving with people of other religions. Now, sometimes force has to happen because just of cultural factors and basically survival as a survival mechanism and that sort of thing. There's some bloody things. You know, Rome has had its its dealings in blood. You know, the Iron Maiden, the rack, all the torture devices and so forth and so on that have happened throughout history. And sometimes maybe that was a defense mechanism, and other times it had went off into this bloody conversion kind of system as well. So there's no claim on my part that Christianity hasn't went off the rails from time to time in that mode, but it's not part, like, you can't open up the book, the New Testament, and find places where it tells you to go do things like this to people. Where you can, in the Hadiths, the Sunnah, the Quran, and so forth and so on, it's part of Islamic scholarship. Now, there has been times where there were thinkers that said, wait a minute, maybe another way to do this would be more desirable. There have been reformers and so forth throughout Islamic history from time to time. A lot of times these people get killed by the people that don't believe in that sort of spreading of the faith, let's say. Now, let's move on. This Bitcoin thing going up to $11,000. There's so much speculation here on Bitcoin now where, you know, I know I could be a multimillionaire right now if I would have invested some money into Bitcoin when I was told way, way back by Max Kaiser and others. But for some reason, I don't feel like I'm kicking myself in the ass about it. It looks like now that it's almost like a 1929 moment with Bitcoin where they're sucking in all the people they can before somebody decides to, let's just say, pull the rug out from under it. It's very weird. I'm not an expert enough on it. Some people say, no, it's going to keep going and going and going and whatever. It's a fiat system. It's not based on anything real. It's just a digital fiat versus a paper fiat system. You know, Your power grid goes down in, you know, a large swath of places. You can't get to your money. I mean, it's very interesting, this whole thing with Bitcoin. But there's a war on cash simultaneously with people trying to smash Bitcoin. So let's do clip 12.
Money, whether fiat or otherwise, along with coins, be they pure gold or silver, copper or otherwise, have been used by human beings for thousands of years. So why is there a war against cash all of a sudden? I'm sure you've heard of it, But central banks and the privately owned mega banks that own those central banks have been in an all-out war against cash fairly recently and doing experiments against large nations like India in order to move the world, ideally in their eyes, towards a cashless society where money and anything that it means and anything that it values transmits through digital means only. In this next episode of Money and Fear, offered exclusively here on the NewsBud Network, we're going to be exploring this war on cash hand in hand with the rise of Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, and the blockchain in general, because their co-developments are not mutually exclusive and are not coincidental. So please tune in to watch this next episode of Money and Fear to get a sense of why there's a war on cash, what it could mean for the future of money, as well as the future of the human populace.
You can stop it there.
Well, the thing is, if you know anybody that's been into the Bible prophecy world for any length of time knows that this isn't anything new. We all saw it coming. I mean, I remember it back from when I was just kind of gaining consciousness as a kid, preachers saying, look, cash is going away someday, and it's going to be all this. You're going to get chipped. You're going to get marked. You're going to somehow, there's going to be a mechanism that's going to operate as your cash, and it's going to be put onto your body. And so this is nothing new to those of us that have been into kind of alternative media or, you know, eschatological thought and so forth and so on. Now, let's get into this Trump, Jada France, and Britain First tweets thing. Ken, clip 5 is where we're going to go next, and I'm gonna set this up. So, you know, I retweeted something from Jada Franson, who's this Jewish girl, and I got into it. I didn't get into it with the guy from I can't remember, something, one of the Zog webs guys on Twitter. And he's like, you know, she's a Jewish agent, blah blah blah. And I was like, yeah, I know. Retweets aren't endorsements. I retweet things sometimes so people can just see what other people are saying. And so some people think by you retweeting, like I'll retweet something from Laura Loomer, they think I'm endorsing. No, when you retweet something, it just means that you want to see other people to see what this person's saying. And it doesn't mean that you agree or disagree. But up on Veterans Today, you've got Trump tweets Nazi hate videos inciting anti-Islam violence. Now, that's from Gordon Duff. Very interesting that he would say that Jada Franson, basically a Zionist, you know, and Tommy Robinson type, these people are all like hardcore Israel firsters, anti-Islam types, but for Duff to use the word Nazi, I find interesting. Him being of partial Jewish extractions, calling another Jewish kind of operator a Nazi, it shows that where he's at. See, he's part of the PSYOP there. But let's hit clip 5.
I am not myself one who tends to follow what is said on Twitter, though the Honourable Gentleman is almost invariably very well informed on these matters.
On the 29th of November 2017, the Twitter account of US President Donald Trump retweeted 3 videos from Jada Franson, the deputy leader of a fringe far-right party called Britain First. The videos purported to show Muslim abuse towards non-Muslims. Naturally, the political class of Britain was outraged at Donald Trump.
It appears that the President of the United States has in recent moments been retweeting comments from a far-right organisation, Britain First, highly inflammatory videos, including some posted by an individual who I believe has recently been arrested and charged relating to certain serious offences.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn demanded that the Prime Minister condemn far-right retweets, which is apparently not just an inconvenience that happens on Twitter, but instead a threat to our society. London Mayor Sadiq Khan declared that retweeting Britain First was a betrayal of the special relationship between Britain and the US, and called for the Prime Minister to cancel the President's 2018 state visit. And the hottest take was from Chris Bryant, the Labour MP for Pontypandy, demanding that the President of the US be arrested for entering the UK.
The first thing that should happen today is that the foreign secretary should summon in the American ambassador and give him a dressing down, because the American president is meddling in British politics in a very, very dangerous way. And secondly, the prime minister should make it absolutely clear that if Donald Trump comes to this country, he'll be arrested for inciting religious hatred, and therefore he'd be better off not coming at all.
Prime Minister Theresa May diplomatically declared that...
Pause it there, Ken, and we'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month, and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Public Broadcasting Network. Now I'm going to get back into this thing with Trump tweeting the Jada France and Britain First, kind of like a Zio anti-Islamic operation there in Britain. So while they, it's fascinating, and he's in the people from other parts of the Islamic world there, the same people that did that have operators on the other side of the equation agitating against the synthetically introduced alien population. So, I mean, it's a really perfect equation when you're looking at psychological warfare and street level, you know, divide and conquer. It's fascinating to watch. Unfortunately, there's real people that get acid thrown in their face and all kinds of weird stuff, raped,
little kids groomed for sex slaves and the rest of it. See, none of these people. Let's play a little bit more of this, Ken, then I'll continue.
Therefore, he'd be better off not coming at all.
Prime Minister Theresa May diplomatically declared that it was the wrong thing to do while decrying far-right terrorism.
But British Britain First is a hateful organisation. It seeks to spread division and mistrust among our communities. It stands in fundamental opposition to the values that we share as a nation, values of respect, tolerance, and, dare I say, this common British decency. On the issue of radical Islam, British Muslims are peaceful and law-abiding people who have themselves been the subject of acts and victims of acts of terror by the far right. There are those who conduct acts of terror in the name of Islam, but it is not in the name of Islam.
Donald Trump clapped back to the wrong Theresa May. Instead of addressing the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain, Northern Ireland, he tweeted a mum from a small seaside resort near Brighton. There were, of course, the usual calls to have Donald Trump removed from Twitter, banned from the human race and fired out of a cannon into the sun, and not just from the usual verified lefty journos, but now from the British Parliament itself.
And wouldn't the world be a better place if the Prime Minister could persuade the President of the United States to delete his Twitter account?
I think even Trump's most ardent political opponents would probably agree it's true that, rather than being a calculated political maneuver, it's probably more likely that Trump simply didn't know who Jada Franson was when he retweeted these videos to his 43 million follower account. It's also evident that Trump was trying to broaden the Overton window of public dialogue and raise the issue of Muslim attitudes and violence towards Westerners and Christianity, which was precisely the issue the press was determined to avoid in their frantic coverage of this event. The public was subjected to maximum damage control as the most reputable news outlets in the country ran President Trump's Twitter feed as the banner story, with wall-to-wall headlines that Trump had promoted Britain First, just so absolutely everyone in the country knew what had happened. The public was bombarded with numerous explanations of what a Britain First actually was, and the explanation, predictably, was Nazis. A description by The Guardian began as follows. Britain First is an Islamophobic group run by convicted racists, which should tell you everything you need to know about the political legitimacy of Britain First in the UK. The leaders of Britain First have indeed been convicted of racist hate crimes. In December 2016, party leader Paul Golding spent 8 weeks in prison for breaching a court order banning him from entering a mosque, and in November 2016, deputy leader Jada Franson was convicted of religiously aggravated harassment and ordered to pay a fine of £1,000 after she harassed a Muslim woman wearing a hijab. The narrative establishing campaign was followed by a desperate investigation into the videos themselves to find only
one of the three videos. So we're getting it, and I'm going to continue a little bit of this on the other side, but this highly sophisticated thing we're watching here, this is like a perfect little microcosm of the big picture with the immigration, basically this purposeful immigration onslaught into all the basically the majority white countries on the planet, this genocidal terror, and then, you know, these liars, these white politicians that'll sit there and lie when you see. Now, I know some of the bigger events are synthetic kind of Gladio style hits. Of course, I've went through this numerous times, but the street attacks are real, and these people, whether you like it or not, they've been preached to, they've been told that this is, they're going to do a cultural override, and they're here to dominate. See you on the natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place
you want to go. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
back. Public Broadcasting Network. Now let's take this in another direction. One of the videos, and I'm sure many of you have seen some of these, there's some crazy looking dudes smashing a statue of the Virgin Mary, the one of the ones that Trump retweeted from Jada France. And okay, so let's go into the Kevin Barrett. Okay, we all know a host of False Flag Weekly News with Professor Tony Hall, and I covered how he won his little scuff with the University of Lethbridge up there in Canada. But listen to Kevin Barrett practice a little takia on us, a little deception. But it's interesting to see all this. And then remember the Milo stuff that I played. This is all going to kind of tie together. Yesterday, Trump tweeted several anti-Islam hate videos. In the interest of fairness and balance, will he tweet more hate videos today purporting to show Jews sacrificing babies and drinking their blood? Inquiring minds want to know. So he got some pretty humorous right there. Let's take a closer look at one of Trump's videos. It shows a Wahhabi fanatics or actors playing the role of Wahhabi fanatics smashing a statue of the Virgin Mary. The video's implicit message, these crazy Muslims hate the Virgin Mary, is a lie. Even the nuttiest Wahhabi fanatics love the Virgin Mary. Jews, he's got this in quote parentheses, Jews traditionally hate the Virgin Mary and call her son obscene names like a bastard and a sorcerer and other things. But that's another story. So that's totally true. The Virgin Mary laid with the soldier Pantera. The good old Texas metal band Pantera, that was the name of the Roman soldier who supposedly had sex with, Christ's mother. That's where that name comes from, for all of you that didn't know that. Anyway, back to the article. The Wahhabi fanatics are not smashing the statue because they hate Mary. Quite the contrary, they are radical iconoclasts in the way too literal sense, meaning they hate images and statues. And we've got plenty of that in Christianity as well. They think worshiping images and statues is idolatry, so they think they are saving the Virgin Mary, whom they love, from being turned into a satanic idol. Now, there's a whole swath of Christian thinkers that believe, and then there's some biblical, let's just say, passages in the New Testament that kind of go along with this. When you create idols out of wood or stone and so forth, there is some passages in the Bible that talk about a spirit entering this thing and so forth and so on. Islam is now here's where he goes into Islam is generally pro-Christian and in many ways is just an update and clarification of Christian revelation. So the whole part about Allah having no sons and so forth and so on, and it's a great sin to say that Jesus is the Son of God. That's just a clarification of Christian revelation for all you Christians there. See. By Muslims denying that Jesus is the Christ, well, they don't deny that he's the Christ, but they deny that his father is God, and so you're denying basically that his deity. But anyway, let's move on. So he's quoting out of the Quran here, say to the unbelievers, to you your religion, to me my religion. Well, if you get into the concept of Quranic abrogation that Milo spoke of, and I've read this in numerous Islamic works, that basic passage has been abrogated according to the Al-Azhar scholars, who are some of the top Sunni scholars in Egypt. And now as far as the Shiites, I haven't really dug into them and what they think, but a lot of the Sunni scholars believe basically more or less in the later versions where it talks about converting people by force, by the sword, and so forth and so on. All leading Muslim authorities agree that attacking the sacred symbols of Christians is wrong. That's not true. You can't say all leading Muslim authorities because there's quite a few let's just say, that don't agree with that. But the Wahhabi Takfiri fanatics and their Ibn Saud paymasters disagree. So the video depicts Saudi Islam, not real Islam. Yeah, the problem is the Saudis have built madrasas all over the world. And so this ideology is spread into a large swath of the world, which, you know, is not a good thing. There are some more moderate forms of Sunni Islam, but hell, you know, like I say, though, if all Muslims were terrorists or out to convert everybody by force and so forth and so on, we'd have basically blood on every street corner, incidents happening on a constant basis here in the West. We've absorbed a lot of folks into the West. And my thing is, a lot of Muslims, when they get to a Western country, they become a lot more secular, okay? But then some become a lot more radical because they can't handle the West, okay? It blows their mind. It shatters their psyche to the point where then they need to lash out at their host country. And so it's a, you know, it's almost like a PTSD thing that some of these people that come from this certain way of life, they come here to the West and they basically believe that they've came into Sodom and Gomorrah. And I can't say that they're not feeling, you know, that way for any reason. We've become degenerate, twisted, and jacked up. Now the problem is the way to fix it to lash out and start becoming a useful idiot or a patsy in a big operation, or to do something stupid at the street level, like going out and throwing acid in people's faces. Or now the whole sexual side of Islam is something that we're going to have to deal with. This construct that a man can have up to four wives, you know, the bin Laden family with 50 some odd kids, all stepbrothers and sisters and the rest of it. And, you know, ancient Judaism had this model as well. You know, the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay. There was a few moms involved here. And so polygamy with Islam, unfortunately, it's incompatible with our monogamous kind of legal system that we have here. So now basically we're inviting our own demographic suicide and basically overwrite by absorbing people into our countries where we have this four wife system going on, where then this guy's going to have 16 kids or whatever. Now, they're not worried about our secular laws. These guys are going to have their wives and have all their kids regardless. They feel like the Constitution and in all the laws basically in any of these Western countries are subservient to Sharia anyway. So they have no problem breaking especially a marriage law in a country like the United States. That's silly. Now let me get back to the article. Ironically, Donald Trump, along with his boss Bibi Netanyahu, is Saudi Islam's best friend. And, you know, this is one of those things that really drives a lot of us crazy with Trump. And I remember I was saying a while back that the House of Saud is being set up for a fall. Remember with the JASTA bill where they were trying to link, basically throw the Saudis under the bus for 9/11, and Alex Jones and these guys are all on board with constantly neuro-linguistic programming people, Saudi Arabia, 9/11, Saudi Arabia, 9/11, 28 pages, 9/11. While old Alex Jones and a lot of the old kind of, you know, alternative media heavyweights, they've backed off of the, you know, dual citizen angle. They've backed off even of CIA. You know, even of Pentagon. I mean, a lot of these guys, it's really just it makes you uncomfortable to listen to them talk about 9/11 in 2017. Some people have stayed on point. Mossad, dual citizen traitors, the PNAC gang, and of course all the rogue elements in the alphabet agencies that all had to work together to carry this off. Trump has huge investments with the very people who sponsor the kind of behavior depicted in this video. He recently joined them in a satanic orb ceremony and then did the traditional sword dance, symbolically greenlighting the Saudi-Israeli plan for war in Iran. Trump is in bed with the Virgin Mary-loathing Zionists and the idol-smashing Saudis. It may as well have been Trump himself smashing the statue of Mary. I mean, that goes a little far. But, I mean, there's some truth to the article, but then there was some things in there where it's like, look, with absorbing a lot of these Muslims into the West, Germany, Sweden, and Britain and France are all perfect examples right now with the four wives system. And look, I was, you know, like, what, 10 years ago or something, there was a lot out here in the alternative media about this demographic cliff that all the Western countries were facing because of low birth rates and so forth and so on. Okay. Now, so part of this is these so-called elite thinkers of ours saying, well, let's just get some bodies in here and we got to, this demographic cliff. But, and so they're trying to alleviate this moment of reckoning by just inviting a bunch of warm bodies into a country. Unfortunately, you're getting these, I mean, dumbed down people from the armpits of the planet Africa and parts of the Middle East and Asia and so forth. And I'm talking, you know, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and so forth, which is overran Britain. You're bringing these people in, and it's just like, because you're worried about, you know, demographics, but it's just like, you know what, the cultures and the behaviors of these people are so just off the wall, like sick and twisted. I don't care how bad the demographics of the West are in Western Europe and so forth and so on, to invite these bunch of clowns into your country because you're worried about numbers. That to me just doesn't compute. So there has to be something else here. And look, is there going to be a manufactured swing to the right, like hardcore, some sort of figure, this white savior, antichrist figure that's going to come in and, you know, Knights Templar, New Crusade, save the West, and the whole nine yards. There's got to be some plan here, or it's going to be some sort of massive depopulation, race-specific bioweapons. There's something here. I can't put my finger on it. And a lot of you, I know, are thinking right along the same ways, you know, and along the same lines here, because it's like to basically import your own suicide. There's something else here. There's something up on the drawing board that's part of this big plan here. I can't put my finger on it, but I think about a lot of the scenarios here, so just keep your eyes out. So let's move on though. Coming up on another break, I got a lot to cover yet, but, you know, I've been reading about this homeless problem in Portland and, of course, in San Francisco. But reading articles, even in mainstream Portland kind of newspapers, I stumbled across some of this. And it's like the drug addicted homeless population in Portland is so bad and so out of control. And the government of the city so libtard that basically businesses in alarming amounts are moving out of the city. I mean, they got people crapping on their doorsteps of, like, you know, up and coming tech businesses, and people moving their headquarters there that are moving them out because the homeless problem's so bad. It's like their workers are being attacked, going to their cars are being molested. And basically, the government up there is so libtarded out that basically the homeless have been just big carte blanche overrunning the city in certain areas where it's like people are unsafe just to go to work. People that run antique shops and so forth and so on are having to pack up and move where it's safer. They can't even do business. I mean, I don't know what the answer is with these communist weirdos that basically it's like they're prevented from holding anybody accountable. And I guess they're waiting for that moment when they can assume like total power. And then probably what I would guess is they're going to go full blown gulag, red terror, and start killing a bunch of these very people that they used to make conditions so bad to where they can get their hands on total power. And then the poor homeless, we used you for what we needed you to, you know, for. Now we're going to kill you. Red terror. See you guys on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And so I wanted to get this in. This is James Corbett. Okay. Now he's being hit with the censorship. Ken, let's roll clip 19.
I don't know if you've noticed, but the war is actually begun. We are in the midst of the media wars. And the time for standing idly by and not choosing a side has already come and gone. There is no time for sitting on the fence. We are now in a position of actual combat. Oh, I know what some of you must have been thinking at the time when that video came out. Oh, come on, James. Patrick Henry and the war for independence and all of this rhetoric. Come on, it's not like that. You're just being hyperbolic. Am I? Am I really? Or is the crackdown already happening? The war has already begun. Case in point. Remember that video I was doing just 2 days ago on the need to stop normalizing the humanization of robots? Well, guess what? YouTube, in its infinite wisdom, has decided that that is now an age-restricted video because of community guidelines, whatever that means. And here's a spoiler, that means whatever YouTube wants it to mean. And so now you have to be logged into YouTube and verifying that you're over 18 years old to listen to me talking about the need to stop normalizing robots' citizenship and all of this. Do you find that at all disturbing? Not just because of the implications of what I was talking about in that particular video, but the entire phenomenon of now, oh, it's an age-restricted video, not because of blood or gore or nudity or anything that one could even theoretically say, oh, then maybe they have to age-restrict for that. No, it's a guy talking to a camera for 5 minutes, and that has been age-restricted. You now have to be logged in, so there will be thousands of people who do not see that video because YouTube doesn't want you to see that video.
Good enough, Ken. Yeah, I won't log in to see any of these videos. You see how that's like a, it's just like a barrier. It's like, yeah, we won't keep you from watching it, but it's almost like we want to know exactly who's watching it account wise. Now they're going to know which computer and what phone or whatever. But if you're on a certain, you know, they want to know exactly who's watching that one. And that one just is a kind of an innocuous kind of AI video about, you know, warning. And I'm going to play some more on the, in the next hour. But, I mean, this – and I talked about this last week, this onslaught of this glut, robotics, genetics, AI, and – nanotech, not so much, but the others, massive right now. Third hour coming up in Cindy Radio. Looking for a star with your name.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.